section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Hello, this is Max from Toys in the Forest from Belgium, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio show live, and of course podcasting every Tuesday at section86.com. Stay tuned, rockers.
Hell yeah!
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum radio show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum radio show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
That I
I'll be done. Toxin rock, good fire, good.
King from Stone Age, and you're listening to Highway on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, live on FlapDaddy.com.
We'll be right back. Oh man, sorry, I was a little premature on shutting that song there off. Sorry about that. Hey, welcome back to the Bootlegger Song Radio Show. Right here for the last time at flapdaddy.com. And this is going to be podcast number 56. This coming Tuesday at section86.com as normal. But what won't be as normal is that, as I said, this will be the last show at flapdaddy.com for the Bootlegger Song Radio Show. The site is shutting down after all these years. You know, just a lack of users on here is what it is, and members. It's just the way it is, man. It takes a lot of advertising, a lot of money to keep these sites going. And, man, many thanks to Russ Cowboy right here at flapdaddy.com for keeping this site up and going as long as he has. You know, keeping the lights on and keeping it warm for all of us to keep using this site after all these years. And many thanks to Russ, like I said, for keeping Flap Daddy up and running. And as I said, welcome back once again to the Bootlegger Song Radio Show. That band right there was called the Rust Belt Homewreckers. And off their latest EP they put out called Waste of Time, that song is called Saddle Up. And a great band right there, the Rust Belt Homewreckers. And hope you like that. Band called Stoned Age right before that. And a brand new song they got out called Highway. And many thanks to them for sending me that tuned. And check out more from the band Stoned Age at MySpace. And you won't go wrong there one bit. I'll be playing more of them on the show in the future, wherever my show is going to be broadcasted from after this week. Still working on that, but we will find a broadcast home for the Bootlegger Song Radio Show within the next 2 weeks. And before the band Stoned Age, heard a band called Hallows Eve and a song they got out called Rock Gut. And band Jesus Wept right before that, a song they have out called Stormy Day. And I started this night off here a while ago with the band Heaven and Hell. The song is called Turn of the Screw. And of course, Heaven and Hell is basically the Black Sabbath band with Ronnie James Dio singing instead of Ozzy. And, man, I hope, wishing the best for Dio. I know, I think he, has some kind of lung cancer, I believe, is why he had to cancel his tour. That was, was supposed to start last fall, I believe, and they had to cancel it. But, from my sources, I heard that he had some kind of, lung cancer maybe, or something like that, and it's just too bad. Anyway, I hope you like some of that Heaven and Hell right there with Ronnie James Dio, along with the Black Sabbath band. And, man, good way to get the last night at flapdaddy.com going, I guess. And what I'm going to do tonight is, before I started my podcasting at section86.com and on iTunes, my Bootlegger Song Radio Show had ran for like a year ahead of that. And in 2007, I think it was a fall, I had a couple interviews with a couple different artists that never got podcasted. And I'm going to take care of that tonight by airing or re-airing a couple of these interviews that I did, like I said, the fall of 2007. And I'm going to continue on with the show right now. But before I do that, I just want to also remind everybody about the shows at section86.com. Now, Andy over there has a couple new shows coming next month in February. So look forward to that. I'll let you know what those are. But a couple brand new shows coming to section86.com. And, of course, you have a brand new It Burns When I Pee with your host, Blake Clayton. Just came out today, Friday, the 29th of January. And the episode's called Band in the USA. And you won't go wrong by checking out Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. Let's see, they have a brand new Whiskey and Waterbeds. Jared, Morningstar, host of the Hank and Change Show, has a brand new episode up as well. Shit, and I didn't write down the guest or the feature that he had. And I'll have to make up for that later in the show and check that out. But there's brand new Hank and Change shows up, the Whiskey and Waterbeds. Like I said, It Burns When I Pee, as well as my Bootlegger Song Radio Show. And also look forward to a couple of brand new shows coming up, like I said, in February from section86.com. And that's enough of the plugs right there. And what I'm going to do now is, like I said earlier, in 2007, I did a couple of interviews, and I'm going to let the announcer introduce the band right here. And I'm going to play a song by the artist and then have the interview. So I guess I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You are listening to the Bootlegger Song Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who have been with my show for a while, you know that I'm a big fan of Blackwood, Arkansas, and I'm pleased to have on my show for my first interview with Jim Dandy of the band Blackwood, Arkansas. And Jim, welcome to the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Thank you. How you doing, old son?
I'm doing fine, and you guys look like you got quite a busy week coming up. You got a little open house jam tomorrow night, looks like, down at the Chesterfield.
I do it every year and love it. I knew Tommy for the Johnny, and I never met a bone I didn't love. I probably loved their mama more than any of them. I mean, no, it's not that way. We were really great friends. And, it's Tommy was definitely unforgettable. Because I do believe Alba remembered here could very well be how we earn our hereafter and next beyond. You never know.
Exactly. Well, to be quite honest with you, I'm fairly new to Tommy's music, and I actually heard about him through your band with Johnny, and they kept talking about Tommy Bowen. So early on in my radio show, I had a listener call up and asked me for some Tommy Bowen music, and I got a hold of some, and I've been a fan ever since.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you. In fact, we did two songs on our Wild Bunch album, which was Post Touch and Shake the Devil.
Yep.
Well, on this one, I wanted to do You Told Me That You Love Me, and also the interesting part, which I wanted to tell you, is a lot of our black artists and stuff that do rap music, they sometimes just sample their rap thing. I wonder what they are. Well, I wanted to do that with Homeward Strut because it was an instrumental with Tommy, and I wanted to show all the young musicians and guitar players that are also new fans of Tommy's how timeless and how ahead of his time he will eternally be.
Oh,
he did that instrumental song before Blow by Blow came out by Jeff Beck, and he wasn't trying to be ahead of his time. He just was trying to follow his heart, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I love about him and Johnny and anybody else out there. They ain't trying to follow trends, or they're just the most. I love the ones who try to follow their heart.
Exactly.
And but it's not like rap, but it's more like you remember that Canine movie where Belushi had that German Shepherd police dog that was getting a piece of that big black poodle?
Yeah.
In the car, and it was going, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I wanted to use that kind of effect on the vocal, and put some words to the meaning of Homeward Strut. And we call it now Homeward Strut from Tommy Town because Johnny did the words, and I helped him on it because I wanted it to be a complete Bolan song, But it's now at another level where it's this one's called Homeward Strut from Tommy Town. Because, I do that every time we get done with our tours. Then I got to drive to Fort Smith, drop off a bass player into Memphis, okay?
Right.
that's the Homeward Strut from Tommy Town. And Tommy Town, I've always called Sioux City Tommy Town. But anyway, enough of that, all that stuff. My good friend Billy Bob Thornton's got me doing a movie, man.
Oh, great.
It's called Life Sentence, and I'm the mad dog killer that gets life sentence. I'm the bad guy.
Well,
in the end of September, and Robert Duvall's a judge in it,
Well, excellent. Is that coming out?
Twice in it.
That's coming out this year, or are you just making it this year?
In a prison hospital, and then I come back to life 7 minutes later, and this Hollywood lawyer, I might be giving away the movie, but the Hollywood lawyer gets me off because it's just natural life, But then while they're celebrating getting me off and everything, I go out there and steal one of the guests in the party's Porsche and have been in prison 35 years. So then I take off and go about 160, 170 miles an hour, and I leave the road, hit a big old power station, and really stay dead this time. Like, it's sort of like Robert Mitchum in Thunder Road,
That's quite a way to go out, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I do believe they're either going to use a stuntman or maybe some of that animation, some more of that their Sin City or Spartan stuff.
Now, are you filming this now, or is it already done?
We've done some of it. It's little things here and there, but we had to wait on Robert Duvall. He wasn't available to the end of September. And also, we're doing it in Dallas where we have a vacant courtroom and a vacant prison.
Oh, fantastic.
It's not my favorite places to go and do it, but it's really nice. Billy Bob's a good experience, and, he's helped me on a good deal. It's not just when it's in theater, but also later I think it'll be a big rental movie also later.
Right, and he also did a lot for Dwight Yoakam's career.
Oh, yeah, he started him off, To me, I really admire, and I would really be more fascinated to do Broadway or something. That's more like what I do on stage. You got one time to go out and do it or you die.
Yeah, well, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Earlier in your career now, when you guys first came out, I don't think there wasn't anybody working the stage like you, were there? Maybe James Brown?
Well,
I mean, nobody else worked the stage like you did.
Otis Redding, James Brown, and Tina Turner wrote the book on all this stuff, okay?
Yeah, but you took it to a different level.
Hagger, even the Mick, who I have the highest esteem and respect for,
Yeah, I guess you can't pass those guys by.
After he took Tina Turner on, he moved around a little bit. He didn't cover the whole stage from one side to the other and everything. everything else. But I always kind of wanted to do it. And, you know, I always figured it from the back of a Coliseum or a Forum. I looked about a half an inch tall, you know, so I'd wear all one color. Sometimes it's white, sometimes it's, you know, not. But anyway, the thing is I figured going back and forth on a 40-foot stage and then singing, and then when your song's over, talking without sounding like you're out of breath, that's the whole trick of it. But, you know, if you keep going back and forth, it's just sort of a hypnotic thing. If even that tiny little guy, for these people that don't have the money for binoculars, and I know they don't, at the prices they're charging, they're hard to poor people can't hardly go to concerts anymore.
Oh, the ticket prices are out of hand.
There's so many agents out there that are booking everything that was ever anything, you know, names that don't even have original members of me anymore, and they're saturating the business, and the people can't even afford to go.
Well, if I remember right, in the 70s, weren't the Black Rock Arkansas listed as one of the top-rated money-making bands in the 70s, mid-70s, something like that?
It was between 72 and 77, we were one of the top five money-makers in the world. That's including us in the Stones. But, you know, we had to work harder than the other four.
Well, I don't remember seeing you guys open for anybody back then.
Well, that's not the point. I don't call it opening or closing or nothing. I don't think, you know, and one thing I never did, I never cut anybody to half stage or half lights or half sound. That cheats people.
Yeah, why should you?
I'd always dive to your eyes, see whether or not I could have followed them, wouldn't I? Because it ain't about cutting heads. It ain't about the bands. It ain't about the bands. It's about the people.
That's right.
We got to all try to do as good as we can for the people. It ain't about each other.
Yep.
It's about the people.
Yeah, but when you're talking about moving around the stage, I'll tell you a story. In 1973, I went down to Kansas City at the Arrowhead Stadium, and I happened to have gotten
horses.
I haven't got tickets up in the nosebleed section, but I tell you what, I'm up on the third tier, and you guys are down there, and what you were talking about moving around being so small, but the people up on the third tier are bouncing on their chairs.
Well, do you remember what we did to come out to the stage? Remember the horses?
I was far away. I don't think I remember that. Now tell me about it.
We rode horses out to the stage, and I picked out a horse, but that stupid same dumb manager I had wanted me to ride a white horse. Okay, fine. But this horse, the only white horse this guy had, he knew I could ride good.
Right.
He took off after he gave this horse to me. I had to ride the one I didn't pick. This horse balked at lines, never 10 yards. It was a white line. and then it jumped it like it was 10 feet tall. So, and I was beating this horse. I went out first. I was the last one on the stage. And I was dying 1,000 deaths thinking, my God, there's 65,000 people or 70,000 people up there. And I'm just, I hate this, you know. And I love horses. I don't like beating them up. I had to beat them to get him to the stage. You know what? I lucked out because that night and the next day, the radio stations and the papers, they said that I was doing Lone Ranger tricks on the horse, like rearing him up and everything all the way to the stage.
See, it worked out fine then.
I mean, that's luck right there.
That's fine.
And besides, you know, I did smoke pot with Bill Clinton, but we needed one and neither one of us inhaled.
Yeah, I did all the inhaling, I think. I'm the only one that inhaled.
It didn't seem like it was such a bad thing. It made me a little hungry and made me laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm. Did David Lee Roth ever give you props for stealing your act?
No, he didn't steal nothing. I don't even know why. Because, you know, the King of Rock and Roll told me to do Jim Dandy's Rescue. I didn't know the song existed because in Arkansas you miss a lot.
Yeah, you had the name Jim Dandy without knowing about the song called
My
Jim
Daddy's
Dandy.
My daddy called me that since I was 9 years old.
Right.
And, so, you know, finally I asked him, you think I'm a sissy, you know, because I saw these flower bags with Jim Dandy flowers just getting England or something with ruffles all over. He said, no, son, you're my firstborn and my only boy, and you're the genuine article. You're the real deal. You know, you're the real Jim Dandy. I said, well, okay. I never did really like it. But we put it in Hot and Nasty. They say Jim Dandy is my name, you know?
Right.
And after that, Elvis kept waiting, waiting, waiting. And finally, George Klein called me up and says, the King wants to call you. He's going to call you in 2 hours. I said, oh, God, what have I done? Have I done something? Trouble? Have I done something? He said,
yeah, that would make you nervous.
George says, actually, something you haven't done. I said, oh, my gosh. Now I'm really baffled. When he called me, he said, well, I've been waiting on you to do this song by Laverne Baker. It's on the same label you're on, like you fool. And it's called Jim Dandy the Rescue. I said, yes, sir. You don't say no to the King of Rock and Roll. And I thought, how embarrassing. It's the stupidest thing. It's corny. I don't know why I say that.
Yeah, but look what you guys did with it.
He said, well, look, you know, rock and roll was created by a disc jockey for his own pocketbook. But I love the way the kids have taken it under their wing and they're making it their own. He says, but there ain't but one king and I ain't him. And I had to tell my mom and dad, you know. She didn't want me to watch him on TV and that stuff. But he says, you know, the best thing, Jim Dandy, is it comes through us, not from us. We just got the best seat in the house.
Well, you guys gave him the best of both. I mean, for one thing, now, your voice might have overpowered a lot and got a lot of the talking, but that band you had back then, and even now, they just put out some fantastic music.
Well, see, they were very loyal. I have a better band. band now in a way, but not better people. Because see, the old ones, it's sort of like a fraternity. It's sort of like you know, whenever you you always have your ring, you're always a fraternity brother. You know, very dirty. He retired from the road. I still see him all the time when I go back. You know, Harvey and Stanley Knight. But you know,
well,
I got a boy right now that's from Arkansas, Lake Village, Arkansas. He's a great guitar player. He's inspired a lot by Tommy. He's beautifully loose, but at the same time, he's uniquely individual. You know, I love seeing people that are one of a kind, and you know, the kind that are irreplaceable. You know, it's a
well, you had Sean Lane for a while.
Well, yeah, I did, but look, God bless him. But you know, some people are so far ahead of time that they just got to go on to their major.
And that was surely Sean's and Tommy's case.
But, you know, too many people pat him on the back, told him to go fast. His true gift was his melody. He was gifted. But, you know, all that going fast stuff is way over the heads of most people. And it's not how fast you can go. It's what you do with what you got.
I believe that.
And it ain't got nothing to do with how fast you get to it. Hell, I don't even need it to take care of them, you know. But if you do have it, why not know what to do with it when you got it? And the main thing is, keep the main thing, and that's the main thing.
Well, I was going to ask you what your favorite album is, but it's probably your latest album is probably always your favorite. Is that correct?
Of ours, I can't say. That's like saying which of your children is your favorite.
Yeah, you can't do that, really.
But there's some of them albums weren't what I thought was our, you know, we were putting out too many.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But the ones that I count, there's some that I don't even think about. Like, I'd rather be safe.
So that was the record companies making you put the two or three out a year, right?
No, that was record companies. That was that stupid control freak manager
right.
That wanted to make sure we had product to tour.
I know who you're talking about, and I won't mention his name either.
No, well, he don't deserve to have mentioned, you know, because he wasn't worth a hoot at it. He didn't get us no. He really didn't mean sponsorships, and all the good ideas that you saw out there was ideas we had. Now, I did not. It wasn't me. Before, until we did it, though, we were the first ones to do unknown songs that hadn't been on any recorded studio album.
Yeah, you put out a whole live album of new songs.
But I was trying to give them a reading in front of them so they'd understand the songs. I didn't realize that they were going to all expect me to know all these readings and these things. Now, I knew I was going to do Lord Have Mercy and Halls of Karma, even though they told me on my first record we was going to ruin our career if I did that. And I said, what career? We ain't got our first album out yet.
Real quick before you go, now, in the early years of Black Rock Arkansas, you guys had a little bit of trouble with the religious right, wasn't that correct?
With religious people?
Yeah, I remember a couple of shows where they were on there talking about Black Rock Arkansas and how...
Oh, you mean the backward masking craze that went on?
Yeah.
It's always been rock and roll, you know. It's a beat, the beat, the beat. It's the devil's music. Well, they don't even know the devil. When I go to hell, the devil leaves. I come there looking for him.
Yeah, but on your albums, there was really no backward masking on the live rock and roll album. You did that.
Oh, we would go to the trouble to do something like that.
Exactly.
Have some of them crazy sons up there that they do a million different things to simplify the one wrong, you know.
Yep.
And all I'm telling you this is religion. Well, look at it like this. You get out of it what you put into it. And sort of like the Beatles says, the love you take is sort of equal to the love you make.
I believe that.
And, you know, the old golden rule is a good one, you know, do unto others what you'd like them to do unto you.
I appreciate you stopping on my show today, Jim.
Oh, thank you, man. Hey, tell everybody out there, don't ever give up, give in, or give out. Keep the faith because we need it. And I'll see you later, brother.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for stopping by tonight.
Love y'all.
Take care now. Yeah, that was an interview I did back in the fall of 2007 with Jim Dandy of Black Oak, Arkansas. And, man, it was really kind of him to do that. What they were doing with that interview was basically about, I edited quite a bit of it. It was in regards to the Tommy Bolin Festival. Jim Dandy has had quite a few different members in the band. And I think from the late 80s, actually, he's had Johnny Bolin on drums in replace of Tommy Aldridge. And Johnny Bolin is the brother of Tommy Bolin. Tommy Bolin was a really famous guitar player who lost his life early on in the mid-70s. And it's a damn shame because Tommy Bolin was, like I said, a great, great guitar player in the vein of Jeff Beck and many others. And he was in a couple bands and got a lot of acclaim and attention. And Tommy lost his life, like I said, 1976, I believe, to an overdose, and it's too bad. Anyway, Johnny Bolin plays drums with Black Oak, Arkansas, and every year they have a Tommy Bolin Festival. And what I did is I had an interview with Jim Dandy and Johnny Bolin as well in regards to the Tommy Bolin Festival in 2007. And I kind of edited around that and made it into an interview that I could put on the podcast here that wasn't pegged to the 2007 date of the Tommy Bolin Fest. But basically, that is what the interview was all about. And like I said, I certainly appreciate Jim Dandy Mangrum for coming on and doing the interview. And the songs that I played around it were, the last one you just heard is a song called Swimming in Quicksand. And that's off their gold album, High on the Hog, released, I think, in 72. And right before that, I played a live track of one of the songs that, you know, I guess you call it their bread and butter songs. Got a lot of radio airplay. The song is called Jim Dandy. It's a cover song. And that came off the Live Mother album, recorded on Mother's Day in 1975 in California. And anyway, that was the Black Oak, Arkansas interview from the fall of 2007 that I finally got onto a podcast. And I hope you liked some of that interview there. And it was, like I said, pretty cool of Jim to do that. And once again, welcome back to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show. And man, it's really cool to have everybody on the chat board tonight for the last show here at flapdaddy.com. I'll be finding a new home for my show here pretty soon, but it's good to have Shaz, Toker Dave, got Misfit 138, host of Misfits Radio, right here at flapdaddy.com as well. He's on the chat board with us, and Chris Walker. And as I always tell you, when Chris comes on, man, go to MySpace.com/ChrisWalkerGuitars and check out his brand new album. Actually, an album released in 2008 called The Pinecone Incident. And, many thanks to Chris for hopping on the board with us, and Helderado is on with us as well. And, you know, I appreciate everybody taking time to check out my Bootlegger Sound Radio Show. And let's see, what I'm going to do now is get on to another block of music right now. And while I was yapping, now remember, kids, when you have a radio show of your own, there's certain responsibilities that you're supposed to take care of while you're talking. And I failed to do that. And so I'm stalling for time right now. That's what happens when you smoke a little pot while you're playing your show and you get forgetful. And Shaz brought that up earlier about being forgetful. And that's just what I did. Anyway, I'm going to continue on right now with this next block of music. And I'll talk to you on the other side of this. You're listening to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
will read my right to be. Buy my simple plan, while we're gonna spend the night. After this incident, well, I guess I don't know the right. Naked in your bed, that's where I wanna be. First I gotta find a way, well, to set my ass free. That's right, hell yeah. We'll be right back.
from the Doomsday rock and roll album. That is Chrome Division right there. That was also the name of the track you just heard, Chrome Division right there from their Doomsday rock and roll album. And right before that, heard Trouble with the Law. And I hope you like that right there. Started this set off here with a couple from the Vulgar. A couple from the Vulgar Display of Power. We heard Regular People, Conceit, and Walk from, again, the great Pantera. Dimebag, man, he's sorely missed. Man, has been for years, and it's just too damn bad. Anyway, I hope you like that Pantera and Chrome Division right there. And again, many thanks to everybody who's hanging out in the chat board with us. Been pretty cool. We got a nice chat going for the last show here at flapdaddy.com for the Bootleg Asylum radio show anyway. And like I said, many thanks to those guys, and as well as you who take the time to download my podcast at section86.com or iTunes, or maybe you just hop onto MySpace, the Bootleg Asylum radio show, and listen to it on my podcast player there. But regardless of any of those, I certainly appreciate everybody's support. Go check out the shows at section86.com. As I always tell you guys, man, sound like a broken record, but Andrew over there, who runs section86.com, for dealing with all of us DJs over there, yapping at him for stats and, you know, having him keep us posted on the shows and everything. And man, he has a regular job himself, but yet he takes time to do all this for us. And man, we can't thank him enough, that's for sure. So help support our shows by going to section86.com. And keep up on all that's going on there. And they would appreciate it, as well as myself. I'd appreciate that, too. What I'm going to do right now is get back into, again, as I was telling you earlier, in the fall of 2007, before I started podcasting at iTunes and section86.com, and I did a few interviews. And earlier I played one with Jim Dandy from Black Oak, Arkansas. And what I'm going to do now is get into an interview I had with Joe Buck. You might know Joe Buck from the Hank 3 Band, of course. But he's been with a whole slew of different bands himself. I think he was with the Hellbilly All-Stars for a while. He had his own band called Gringo in the early 90s. He played bass for the great Jimmy Martin. And, man, just as well as... And he's out right now on his own one-man band. And anyway, I'm going to do an interview I had with Joe Buck in 2007. And I'm going to start it off with a set... Excuse me, I'm going to start it off with a song from Joe Buck's solo album, the first one that was, you know, more or less officially released, I guess. And the album is Joe Buck Yourself, Motherfucker. And I hope you dig this right here. This song here is called The Devil Is On His Way. And you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio show, and this is some Joe Buck.
Thank you. give a shit, a self-righteous motherfucker, that's it. Always looking down his nose, preaching like he knows, avoiding any kind of truth that exists. Motherfucker got around camp to deceiving shit, like an apprentice of the devil himself. Time I draw near for him to go in fear, got tuition coming up in arrears. Motherfucker devil on his way, gonna make you pay if you get into your knees and pray. Yeah, you joke about where he at when you need a motherfucker, he's on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Motherfucker, all the devil wanna make you pay. Fall to your knees. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees. Devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knees. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees, motherfucker, cause the devil gonna make you pay. Motherfucker, he's on his way.
To the show tonight, I got an interview with Joe Buck, and I appreciate Joe taking time out from his busy schedule he's had this year to talk with me on the Bootleg Asylum Radio. And Joe Buck, welcome to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. A little time off from the Hank 3 touring?
Oh, yeah. It was a good time, though.
Yep. You got another tour lined up?
Fired it back up in September.
And are you going to be out on the road yourself?
No, I won't do that till the beginning of next year, probably.
So you're going to go out by yourself?
Probably just me. I like playing with the locals.
Yeah. Yeah, and your shows are pretty high energy, too.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to be getting quite a following, too. I noticed on your MySpace page, I'm not sure how much you follow that. You get quite a few hits per day.
Yeah, you know, that thing's a godsend now, I guess, for, like, musicians. I mean, it's changing things. I mean, a lot of things are changing. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time on the Internet. But
yeah, well, that's a good thing.
I don't need to read what people write or whatever. I know what goes on at shows and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
It's self-indulgent to a certain extent or something. I don't know. But I'm glad people can find out stuff. Like, I'm glad that they can find out if I'm playing, because that's all I really want. I don't, just like, if anybody gives a crap, then they can go check it out.
Right. Now, your new album, is that is out right now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And the title of the album is?
Nothing.
Joe Buck yourself.
Yeah.
Yep. Great stuff. Last tour, I believe you went out with Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bob was our guitar tech that for Hank, and me and Andy recorded a couple of records with him. So,
right.
You know, and he went on the road with Hank, so it's like definitely a strong connection with Bob.
The Hank 3 train seems to be rolling right down the road pretty good. I see the shows, not that they haven't been before, but they're pretty much all selling out, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of him. I mean, it's like he did that on his own, man. I mean, he just, you know, there's no marketing gimmick to that.
No, there isn't, and that's not really an easy road you guys are on.
No, and it's perfect. I mean, it couldn't be better. It's like, I mean, you know, when, as a musician, it's like, if you know that people give a fuck, you know, at those levels or whatever, it's like, you know, they know what's up. You know what I'm saying? They're not just casual passersby.
Oh, no, not by far.
You're right. And it's like, so it's like you can go out every night and play your heart out to them because, you know, they care, you know? So it's like, that's awesome. And like with both things, with Hank and my thing, I mean, it's true. I believe every note I play every night with all my heart. I mean,
I know you guys do. I tell you this, I've seen a couple of your videos that people have bootlegged. And as far as the Hank 3, I've seen them 3 times, and I've seen many of the videos that you guys have released, you know, or that allowed to be filmed. And what I've noticed, and is just amazing to me, is from, say, just for an example, say 2003, say a song set you guys do, and then you know, some of the songs you play on this year's tour, the same songs, they're played with every bit of intensity that they were 4 or 5 years ago. And that's really impressive. You guys don't, you know, they don't make the song sound tired, and they just sound fresh every time you play them. It's just amazing to me.
Well, see, that's the thing is when it's like, I mean, Hank writes all that, but it's like, you know, it's like that stuff's real. So it's like, you don't have to like to deliver it each night. It's like, you don't have to remember what it, I mean, it's like, it just is there. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
As opposed to something that Coldplay would do or something like that, that some songwriter handed them or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course.
It's real, so it doesn't take much to go to where the inspiration or whatever that song was written to, like, perform it each night with all your vehemence of the day you wrote it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. But I know most of us fans, I'll speak for myself saying this, I guess, you know, although we love to see you guys do good, we really, you know, might regret the day that you guys do get a big record label and get played on the radio a lot, because not that it will change you at all, it's just that the machine itself tries to change it. And it just wouldn't be the same as it is now on the level that you guys are playing is just the way I like to see you guys playing.
Well, that's why it's like, it's perfect. I mean, trust me, as a musician, man, it's like the bigger the place doesn't necessarily equate to the more fun. It's like when the people are right in your face and they're close to you, you know, it's like you can transfer that energy and they can give it back.
And you write all your own songs for your own one-man band, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I know a little bit about your past. You've had quite a variety of musical styles, actually. Weren't you with Jimmy Martin for a while?
Well, I played bass with him, but yeah. Yep. I mean, no, I love hillbilly music, man. I mean, it's not like, why can I work with Hank so well? You know, I don't know. It's like, because I truly love Hank Williams. I mean, back in 1981, I think it was, it's like I found Hank Williams, and it's like, you know, I'm from a farm in Missouri, and it's like, for that have already been buried, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, always encouraged to, I played music since I was a little kid, but it was like, you know, what I heard with country radio station was KDEX in Missouri. It was, you know, Barbara Mandrell, Sleeping Single in Adela.
Yeah, right. You're talking about mid to late 70s type of country radio, right?
It just killed, well, early 70s. Right. And it's like, it just didn't speak to me, you know, so, and it like made me really hate where I was from.
Right.
You know, because I was like, what the, you know, and it's like, but I really fell into the punk thing, you know, and I'm 40, I'll be 45, so I'm not a kid, you know, so it's like, I got it, you know, the real punk thing, when it happened, I was there, like, not there in New York, but, you know what I'm saying, that was my first, like, taste of something different, so it was like, you know, the Ramones, I love the Ramones.
Right. Now, you had a band called Gringo for a while, in the late, mid-90s, maybe?
Early 90s, yeah.
You put out a rock record and somewhat of a bluegrass record. I have the bluegrass one.
Okay, well, the first one was, like, a tripped out, like, hillbilly record. I thought I was being Hank Williams, but it really just sounded like the Cramps or something.
Well, I sure would like to hear that. I haven't had a chance to hear it yet, but the bluegrass one is really good. I really like your 25 Minutes to Go cover.
Oh, yeah. That's weird that you, I mean, that seems like you're, you know, I don't know, a lifetime ago, but yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it was then, it was like I was so strung out, but it was like, I was like, what's the most punk rock thing I can do is like play bluegrass. I was like,
yeah, because not many people were doing the bluegrass thing.
It was like, I was going to punk rock clubs playing fucking into one microphone, man.
Excellent.
In my cowboy suit. Yeah. Just high out of my mind. But it was like, I was like, man, it's like, a week.
Exactly.
I'm like, Jesus, so now people just suck. So we like, now we just, they just, people make really shitty music and we con people into believing that that's good. I'm like, man, you listen to Robert Johnson. It's like, has blues gotten better since then? No.
Oh, no, it hasn't gotten better at all.
Listen to Bill Monroe. Has bluegrass gotten better since Bill Monroe? No. It's like, if you listen to hillbilly music since Hank Williams, has it gotten better? No. I mean, it's like, it's frustrating, but it's like, you know, Hank Williams was singing for different, I mean, he was singing for his life, man.
Talking about Hank Sr. now, he had his alter ego, Luke the Drifter. Now, as far as Shelton, I consider Shelton similar. You know, he has the countryside, but then his alter ego, the ass jack part. I kind of look at it in that vein, but maybe it's not a good comparison.
Well, no, it is. It's like, it's that he has music and he has ideas that he's going to get out regardless of what a record label tells him.
Well, and it's been working well. I mean, like I say, this year's tours are just...
They didn't want that stuff. They were like, what the hell are you trying to do, Hank? You just have people like stopping in their beers. The jukeboxes ain't gonna like this, man. We need those upbeat ditties, man. Move it on over. Give me some more of those.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like he goes, well, that's not what I'm feeling right now. I want to do this. And instead of going, you know what? You're the greatest artist of our time. You know what? Let's take his advice, you know, this time. And say, yeah, do what you want. You know, but that's not the story. It never has been. It's like, because people in the music business have to make themselves more important than the artist to demand all the money that's made. So it doesn't work like that.
Right. Well, I have a feeling. I just have a feeling that you guys are going to be around for quite a while, so those albums will get out.
Well, it's like, just keep playing and keep being true. And that's kind of the motto. Just everything will be all right. You know, just, that's all we know. It's like the business part of it, whatever. It's like, I don't know, you know, whatever that is. It's like the those shows and those people, mm-hmm. That's tangible. That's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We can understand that. You know, go play hard. If you like it, we like it, and everybody's happy.
Joe Buck, I appreciate you talking to me on the Bootleg Asylum radio show. You're taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're down for, you said, what, maybe 3 weeks?
Oh, it's all right. I'm just going over to my mom's to eat dinner.
Okay. Well, you have yourself a good dinner, and you take care now.
Thank you.
I'd hear the calling of the bright lights, making hear the noise.
once again, an interview with Joe Buck recorded fall of 2007. And like I said, thanks to Joe for taking time out of his schedule. And at that time, he was on hiatus from Hank 3 and getting ready to go out on his own. And for him to take time to do that little interview with me, certainly appreciate it. And one of the things I feel bad about that interview is interviewing Joe Buck, who had just released an album called Joe Buck Yourself, Motherfucker. And that was what the interview was going to be about. And as I got into the interview, I basically spent a lot of my interview asking him about Hank 3. And I feel kind of bad about that, that I never got back to the solo album, Joe Buck Yourself, Motherfucker album. And, man, I kind of got off track talking to him, and I kind of feel bad that I didn't get back to that. Excuse me, because that's what the original intention of the interview was. But anyway, many thanks to Joe for taking time to talk to me about his time with Hank 3 and him being with a variety of different bands, his band Gringo and Jimmy Martin, the great Jimmy Martin at that. And like I said, again, many thanks to Joe Buck, and I hope you enjoyed that interview as well as the one with Jim Dandy earlier in the show. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get into a block of music sent to me. Well, actually, a few of these songs were sent from Shaz. I've talked to you about her before. At first, I mentioned her as Rock Princess and then Rockaholic Promotions. And we have now the Beauty and the Beast Promotions. And they're all the same person, Shaz. And certainly appreciate everything that she does for us. And she's right now a journalist for HMTV in Australia. And that's a new gig. And if you go to the site there, it says coming soon. So I'm looking forward to her interviews over there at HMTV Australia, I believe. And right now she's also writing for Vocals Magazine. That's an online and in-print magazine right here in the States. And she has a couple of interviews in the next issue of Vocals Magazine. So look forward to that coming up pretty soon. As well as her continued work with, excuse me, Jamboni.com. Her interviews and featured bands there. And not only that, she's also working with Global Thunder Networking, or Global Thunder Networking. It's a radio station down where Shaz is. And if that's not enough for her schedule, she takes time to help out independent bands and shows like myself. And what more can you ask from that? And I certainly appreciate everything she does for my show. She puts my banners up on her page and my player as well. And all the work she does for all these hardworking bands like myself, it's all about the music. And I try to get out there as much as I can, and that's my job, and that's all I can do, and the rest is up to you. And the same goes with Shaz over there. She does interviews with bands and features bands and helps out shows like myself, and she does a lot of journalist work, and it's all about the music. And, you know, that's what our job is. And like we say always, and it's a fact, man, the rest is up to you. You like these bands, go to their MySpace pages, their .coms or whatever, and tell them where you heard it from. Maybe tell them how much you like it and go out and support them by buying their merchandise and CDs. And that's what it's all about, man. It's all about the music and getting it out there to be heard, because a lot of this stuff, not all of it, you know, I play a lot of officially released music alongside unreleased independent artists, just to show you how good they go together and, you know, what could have been. So I like playing, like I said, officially released music alongside independent stuff, just to show you that, yeah, you know, it can be done easily. And that's what our job is, to get it out there. So I'm going to continue on with the show right now. And again, this block here is a couple songs I'm going to start this off with, has been sent to me from Shaz over the last couple months. And this first band here was just sent to me this week, and the band is called Shinedown. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Yeah, I get it, you're an outcast. Always under attack, always coming in last. Bring it up the bass, no one owes you anything, I think. You need a shotgun blast, a kick in the ass, so paranoid. Watch your back! Sense of humor, I'm still laughing like hell. You think
comes in the night.
You can sleep with the gun when you gotta wake.
Hey, this is Wayne, and I'm playing the bass.
This is Rob, I'm playing the drum.
Jimmy Fastfingers on guitar.
This is Jason, vocals. We are Critical Limit, and you are listening to The Bootleg Asylum.
Yeah.
band right there is called Descent into Madness. Song they got out called Chains of Cruelty, just sent to me as well this week from the band, and many thanks to them. Check out more from the band Descent into Madness, and check out what they got going on right now. Critical Limit, right before there, a band I played on my last show as well. And many thanks to Wayne for sending me a couple tracks. And that was a different one he sent me from the one I played last week. And the song is called Today. And again, great band right there. Critical Limit, Bad Season, and the band Shinedown. Right before that, a couple bands that were sent to me. Well, Shinedown was sent to me just this week. But the band Bad Season was sent to me a while ago from Shaz. She's the Beauty and the Beast Promotions. And she has a lot of things going on. She's a journalist, a new journalist for HMTV in Australia. And she also writes for Vocals Magazine right now. And Vocals Magazine is an online and in-print magazine right here in the States. And as I was saying earlier, a couple of her interviews will be up in the next issue. So look forward to that. And like I said, many thanks to Shaz for sending me this Shinedown and the Bad Season. And keep up with what's going on with Shaz. I'll keep you posted on my podcast. And once again, I want to thank her for doing what she does for all the independent bands, as well as my Bootleg Asylum radio show. And keeps us going strong, and many thanks to her for that. See, this is the last show here at flapdaddy.com, and the chat board's going pretty good. Got a new chatter on. It says his name's Darren, and he says he's a fan of the show, and it's good to see Darren on the last night here at flapdaddy.com. And, you know, he says he's been downloading the podcast, and, man, what more can you ask from that? Certainly appreciate it. And it's good to have Darren on the chat with us. Now, I'm not sure, is this the real Darren, or is this the Darren that they replaced the original Darren with? I'm not sure. You know what I'm talking about? Remember the Bewitched TV show where they thought they could get away with replacing Darren? Well, I wonder if we got the original or the replacement. Maybe he can cue us in, Darren. And, well, he'll get back with us as we go along. What I'm going to do now is, like I said, I don't have a whole lot of my show left. And I have another block of music I'm going to play right now. I'm going to go back to a little bit of old school. And yeah, this is old school classic rock that refers to my age, as well as yours too, Heldo. Yeah, you can't fool me. This is in your fucking era too, buddy. And so I'm going to check this out. And besides, you're the one that requested this. So anyway, one of my favorite bands besides Black Oak from the early 70s, if you've been a fan of my show, you know, is the band Mountain. And I'm going to get into a block right now from that band. A couple, three live songs from early on in the Mountain career. So check this out. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. That's it. Twist one up.
Excuse me, bartender?
What'll it be, Mac?
Bartender, tell the band to turn their guitars way up low. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose that memory while I'm here. Well, I'm sitting in a smoke-filled honky-tonk to ease my mind, because I found the one I love walked out today. And losing a memory like she left will take some time, so I may have to move right in and stay. So bartender, tell a band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. And loud, loud music will make my broken heart forget about you. So bartender, tell the band to turn their guitars way up loud. And would you pull the cap off for one more bottle of beer? Her memory keeps following me just like a cold dark cloud. So I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here. I'm gonna lose her memory while I'm here.
When I staggered in the door about 4 o'clock, I never expected your kissing. When I staggered in the door about 4 o'clock, I never expected you'd be missing. Well, it's true, I closed the bar last night and Frankie kicked me out. But as I made the lonesome walk on home, I never had a doubt. Even crying wolf's a doggone long, I can't count the times. But I never really thought that you had leaving on your mind. Our lives were never perfect, I'll admit that was true. And I never believed you were a swindler, spite a loose rumor or two. Through the years they both done things to gain the upper hand, but the things I found when I came home are beyond reprimand. Empty bottles in the kitchen, ashtrays all full. Note on the table, my picture on the floor. I knew it was over when I saw that golden band, and I smelled pomade on my pillow, and it was not my brand. Stayed out all night and come home at 4 a.m. But I never broke no wedding vows like you did with him. These cloak and dagger games we played brought pain to you and me. And your two-timing me breaks my heart with jealousy. So I crawl into bed to cry my lonesome self to sleep. Upon the crime scene dirtied by your backstabbing me. You should have said it was over, spared me this nightmare, for the things I found when I came home have left me in despair. Empty bottles in the kitchen, ash
cans are full. Note on the table, broken glass on the floor. I knew it was over by the writing of your hand, and I smelled pomade on my pillow, and it was not my brand. Not my brand. It all started with a jukebox and a drunken, jealous man. He sat and stared at Molly, double whiskey in his hand. The same song played the third time when he stood and turned real sharp and emptied out his pistol at Hank Williams' cheating heart. I'm not altogether certain about what transpired then. I was halfway to the back door when the ruckus all began. They were slinging words and swinging first, pulling out the chains. A spark had got it started and the liquor fueled the flames. Turn around, it's a roadhouse riot.
An old-fashioned beer for the ball.
When the barstools started flying, then you show your back the wall. Bare-fisted fights on Friday nights, I'd say you're on your own. Assault with Crazy Carl at back. He flicked his razor left to right at all who crossed his path. Then Big John lost his temper when Jack bloodied up his nose. So he threw Jack through the window, slammed the door and locked it closed. The six outlaws in leather seemed to get upset when their drinks were overturned and their biker gals got wet. The paving crew from Highway 2 then rushed to save their pal, and more bodies were flying than in a rodeo. It's a roadhouse riot.
An old-fashioned beer for the ball.
When the barstools start a-flying, then you show your back the wall. Bare-fisted fights on Friday nights, I'd say you're on your own. When there's a roadhouse riot, you just hope you make it home. Look out!
Title track from the album Roadhouse Riot and Other Songs with Words. And I always like the title of that album, man. That was Roadhouse Riot right there. And right before that, I heard a track from their Honky Tonk Fools album. And the track was called Pomade on My Pillow. And I started this three-set block from the Gin Palace Jesters off with a track called Losing Her Memory. Again, that was from the album Roadhouse Riot and Other Songs with Words, and that was their most recent release from the Gin Palace Jesters. And man, what a great band. I always love those guys. never fail to impress me with what they do with the old style country honky tonk like they do. And man, that stuff's hard to come by. And they say they don't make bands like that anymore, but they surely do. Proof positive right there with the Gin Palace Jesters. Old school classic country right there, and right in your face too. Started this set off with a band, one of my favorites. It was also a request from Heldorado, and the band is called Mountain. And Leslie West, Felix Popularity, Steve Knight, and Corky Lang. And they were the original members of the band Mountain. And I played three early on in their career live tracks. Played, of course, their bread and butter song, Mississippi Queen, and a track called Never in My Life. And I started this three-block set from Mountain off with a song called Blood of the Sun. And again, three songs there from Mountain and three from the Gin Palace Jesters. And I hope you like that right there. And that is just about my show for tonight. I'm going to end it with three songs as well. And it was somewhat, and they're going to be somewhat of a request from earlier on in our chat board tonight. Chris Walker was talking about a band. I'm going to end it with the band we were talking about. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I just want to thank everybody who's taken time throughout the last couple, 3 years right here at flapdaddy.com for whether you're on the chat board or not. It doesn't really fucking matter. The fact that you're tuning in is good enough for me, man. And over all these years, and many thanks to Russ. He goes by the name of Cowboy right here at flapdaddy.com for keeping this site going. This is his baby, man. And it's going to shut down here in the next week. So this is my last live broadcast from flapdaddy.com. And I'll find a new home within the next 2 weeks. And I'll be back on February the 13th of 2010 with continuation of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, just from another network. It'll still be podcasted at section86.com and iTunes, as always, but it'll be a new broadcast site. And to everybody that's on the chat board right now, and maybe who's listening or tuning into the podcast, I'm going to post the links here as I get closer to the 13th after I find a new broadcast site. So I'll post the links across for that. And hopefully we'll have a nice chat board so I can keep these great chatters on board with us. To me, that's what makes this whole show real. Is you guys that jump on the chat board, man. It's a nice connection when the show is going on for me to get feedback as the night's going along. And, man, it makes me feel a little bit better about having my show and podcasting. And it's all because of you guys on the chat board. And you all take time to download. Or maybe you're sitting listening while you're surfing around the internet. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. Like I said, the fact that you're doing it is, man, more than I could ask for, that's for sure. And just want to, again, before I leave, just remind everybody all the shows at section86.com. You know them well by now, probably, but It Burns When I Pee. Whiskey and Waterbeds is over there now. And you have my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Of course, the Hank and Chain Show. And you got the past episodes of Vertebreaker and Creative Tragedy. And look forward to a couple of brand new shows coming up in February at section86.com. And I'll be back to let you know more about those as we roll along through this 2010 year. And again, that's pretty much my show for tonight. Earlier on tonight, we were talking to Chris Walker, and he was saying about different bands, and he asked me if I liked the band Reverend Horton Heat. And yeah, I surely do. And I'm going to end the song, or end my show tonight, with a three-block from, the Reverend Horton Heat, man, the Rev. So, as I said earlier, many thanks to everybody who's taking time to help my show out. And I guess I'll see you guys again in 2 weeks. So, you take care. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Right here for the last time at flapdaddy.com. Y'all have a good couple weeks, everybody.
The doctor says I'm living on precious borrowed time, with all the time I'm giving to liquor, beer, and wine. The x-rays of my liver look like molded old Swiss cheese. My heart pumps blood and alcohol through heart of I let my health go since you quit being mine. But there was nothing to replace you except liquor, beer, and wine. Liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every single morning I get up, it's a buzzing down at me. I look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine, and there it is in neon, liquor, beer, and wine.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has just what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.